Christian Craig, like Redbud, here we are at Millville, and you're washing your own boots in Chess Pro. I never had any riders do that. I always had to wash their shit. So I always appreciate when a rider, you know, does this kind of stuff after the race.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my mechanic's got a big enough job, so that's one of the things I could do. Is as tired as I am, I'm going to keep washing my boots. So it is what it is.
Hey, you had third overall. Anderson made a pass, took it away from you, but still a podium in a moto. Solid day for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, kind of like last week, I went podium in the moto, but better second moto. So.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, last week I was seeing
that second one looked like you had a bear attached to your back.
I was seeing double at the Southwick for sure. So, yeah, 5-3 for fourth and battling with some good guys. I had to go through the pack that time past Savachi, Tomac. I mean, not Tomac, Roczen. So, yeah, I mean, making a nice push here at the end.
Right, it is really good. Hey, when you have a rough moto like a Southwick second moto, right, do you change your week prep or do you take a day off? Do you do anything different because, you know, it did take so much out of you? I don't even know. You have 7 days later and here you are on the box.
Yeah, that Southwick's kind of a one-of-a-kind race. So it's like sand, like you can't take much away from it. Like it's going to eat you up more than other races. So I think it was just that, like that so much took out of me in the first moto that I was drained. So my recovery was definitely on more watch this week, you know, like made sure I was hydrated and stuff like that. But my thing was this weekend was like, be better in the second moto, like be better than the first moto,
whatever it is. Like,
I don't care if it's 7-6, just be better. So
6 for 9 or something.
I'm surprised I didn't go 5-3 for 7 today. So,
Is this your home race? I don't even know. We were kind of debating that on a show this week.
Actually,
like, I feel like it's not really, but you've ridden here so much.
I'm actually a 2014 Super Series champion. So I've rode here quite a bit. Battled with Jerry Robin, Henry Miller, bunch of other guys, but kind of like a home track. But I haven't been here. I haven't been here for 5 years. You know, so
and it's a lot different for nationals than it is for those locals. D23, right?
Yeah. So, but with like it's the feels for sure because I stay at my in-laws, and we go to like our same spots that we when I lived here. Just things like that. Like it feels like home. So it's I love Minnesota. This is awesome.
Sexton and Tomac right now, dude, they are on another level. It's ridiculous. I mean, I guess if you're you just got to be like, well, all right, maybe next week.
Yeah, and I just looked at the times or the overall, and I got beat by 44 seconds. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they were on another level.
Yeah.
You got to give props to them, like, respect. And Chase dug deep, and look how close it was at the end. But, you know, I guess I'm third best today.
No, you'll take it. The Motocross the Nations, I've been pushing you hard for the MX2 spot. You're my guy.
You're so anti-CC. Every tweet, you're, like, anti-CC. So
I just think you're, like, second. Listen, I had a guy used to race pro, short guy, works for Fly Racing, start telling me about Cooper Webb over you. And I'm just like, what? So you're on my list, but I am. I'm Barcia first. Sorry, guy.
Even over J. Coop, you would be?
Yeah, I would be, yeah.
Because I know you're kind of team J. Coop, too. So
J. Coop's foot, he's not the same guy. I think it's, you know, he's going to take some time to get back. So
what do I got to do to change your mind? To get you on team?
Can you go into the vault and change your 250 motocross results from years ago? Can you do that? Because that might change my mind.
I have a 6.3 at Redbud. A 6.3 for fourth overall.
On a 250?
250 there. So you can look at that one.
All right, maybe I'll talk about that one a little bit. I just, like 250 outdoors. How much do you weigh?
170. So I don't know. I don't even know what 250 guys weigh.
Bam's probably like 150.
No. Oh, he's thick.
No, he's tiny. No. He's tiny.
He's like a brick
wall. We got 20 pounds on you.
But I'm going to be on the best bike. That's the fastest 250. So.
For reals, it's coming down to you or him from everything I hear. I talked to some people today again. Star, your team is all on board. They want to go. Eli's going to go. So, I mean, there is a really good chance you get to go.
I'm all about it, but I've yet to be told anything. Like, I just hear the rumblings of there's a chance. And if, you know, I get to the farm one day and there's a 250 sitting there for me, I'm going to jump on it. So, but I have yet to hear anything, but I'm all about it.
We'll get Bam on a 250. You on a 250? We'll settle this once and for all.
Let's go. Let's go to GPF, 130-minute moto. We'll video it, and best man wins.
There we go. Hey, good job today, man. Third place in a moto, fourth overall, and, really good job. And Washougal should be a good one for you, too.
Yeah, always enjoy that hard pack, slippery. It's kind of my type. So, thank you.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks.